boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Remember last week? I think it was last week. If not, it was the week before. I told you that you can get what you want if you let your man video game. Like, he'll...
Yes.
And then it bit you in the butt because Curly heard it.
Well, and then didn't he showed up empty-handed.
Yeah.
So he really didn't take the advice.
Because my boyfriend, neighbor man, bought me something, and he's like, well, now that I'm the perfectest boyfriend ever, can I video game tonight? And I said, yeah, you bought me something, so of course you can. Well, last night I come home, and he has Mondays off, so usually I come home and he has dinner ready for me. I walk in and I smell nothing.
Mm.
And we're supposed to have steak, so it should be very smelly in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what the? I go upstairs and he's video gaming. And I'm like, okay. Honey, I'll let you video game if you let us order pizza tonight.
Oh.
And he goes, okay, daddy's buying.
Ew. I don't need to hear that part.
So I got my way. I got what I wanted for dinner, which was pizza and some breadsticks. And he got his way, which is playing video games. Girl, you got to play your man to get what you want.
No, my opinion is the same. You are weak, and this is horrible advice.
You don't like this at all?
No.
You don't want free things. You don't want nice dinner so that he can be off and...
I mean, pizza's great, but you traded steak for pizza?
I mean, did I really want steak? Yes, I did. But
yeah.
I got a nice...
I hear the regret creeping in.
This is so stupid to be excited about, but my teeth are shifting.
That's generally what happens when you get braces.
Girl, and I would never expect that I could see it already
because
I haven't even had the braces on for a year. But the ones that are up front and that are really, really crowded are already starting to have gaps.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
Have you tried shooting water through the gaps?
What do you, like with my water flosser?
Like, oh, you could do it with it. It's like the fun part of having gaps in your teeth.
No, I haven't thought about that.
All right, so are you going to try it?
Okay, so do I take the water flosser and it out of the hole? What are
well,
you?
I don't. You don't need the water flosser.
Or you're talking about my spit.
Yeah.
That is so gross, but I'm so into that.
I just know that's what you're going to be doing in your sink tonight. You're welcome.
Look what I can do in between my gap now.
Yes, it's the best part of braces.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, we're going to find out here if your hair sucks.
Oh. Happy Tuesday.
Well, so I've seen this on TikTok, people talking about it. You know John Frieda?
Yeah.
Maker of shampoos and such.
Yeah.
Celebrity hairstylist. Probably knows what's going on with hair. He apparently has a hair length test that's going to tell you if you would look better with long hair or short hair. Because there's no worse feeling than being like, oh, I should cut my hair, but I also don't know what that's going to look like. And then you're stuck with it for forever. Or should I keep growing it out? I don't know. So he has the 2.25 inch rule that's going to determine if short or long hair is more flattering for your face shape. Basically, if the measurement between, you're supposed to place something like flat under your chin, like a pen,
okay,
and then take a ruler or a measuring tape and measure to the bottom of your earlobe. If that measurement is less than 2.25 inches, short hair is the choice. If it's more than 2.25 inches, long hair is better.
I hope it's more.
Okay, so I handed you, okay. I'm making you do it, but oh God, you got a big marker.
Okay, so I'm going to put the ruler underneath my ear. Oh God.
Under your earlobe.
Okay, like that.
Down to the tip of your ear. Oh, you got those big earrings on. Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now where are we at?
Oh my gosh.
Do I got a long face?
Yeah, you're like 2.75 maybe.
Are you serious?
I'm guesstimating.
Are you
I can't
serious?
See that far.
Do I get to have I'm getting extensions this weekend.
Yeah, you get long hair.
What about you? Did you do it?
So I did a TikTok filter version because I didn't have a ruler at home. I got long hair.
Really?
Which is comforting.
Girl, let's go get extensions this weekend.
Okay, that just became a really expensive Trending with Taylor.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon.
And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I've been doing something real bad today at work. Behind your back, I've been working on my own blooper song.
Well, I will say you're horrible at keeping a secret because I swear to God, every person that I've seen you interact with, you're like, can you come listen to this and tell me if it's okay? Except me, not me. I have not been allowed to hear whatever this debauchery is.
No, I had to keep it a secret. It's a little surprise for you. So yesterday, I bloopered real hard on the radio. It sounded like this.
Yeah, and I feel like I don't know. That was scary.
I don't even know what that was.
You sound like Doodle Bob. He's like, me, oi, 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 oi.
No, you're not wrong. So you and I kind of joked yesterday off the radio. We were like, oh my God, what if we made that into like, I don't know, a rap or some type of song of some sort. Well, I did just that. And I have no music ability.
Okay? At all.
I'm not a DJ. The only thing I did was band in middle school and high school, and that's it. And mm-hmm. I played clarinet, okay? So I made a song.
Okay. I feel like song might be generous.
Uh-huh. This is a song you can start requesting on Z102.9.
No. I'm going to already say no, but I'll listen.
Here's the debut of Destiny's blooper song.
It's DJ Destiny in the mix.
Wait, what?
I don't know. That was scary.
What's scary? Yeah, and I feel like
I don't know. That was scary.
It's DJ Destiny in the mix.
Oh my God.
Did you like that?
Dude, if you just got in the car and didn't hear any of the lead up, no, you are not on a weird drug trip. Oh my God. You know what? I didn't hate it.
Really?
I feel like you should put that on TikTok. Do you remember the girl that went viral for, I'm looking for a man in finance. I feel like that's the horrible version of it.
Oh my God, can I go viral?
Maybe not for the right reasons, but yeah, I think you could.
Wait, can I do that? And can people start requesting Destiny's blooper song on Z102.9?
I think I can only hear that once a year.
Oh.
On a very special day. Today was that day. I'm sorry.
Did you know it's been like 2 weeks, right? Am I doing my math right?
No, I think it's been 3.
Girl, I'm not good with math.
At least 3
Has
weeks
it?
Of those girls' sweat squad.
You know, I'm not good with math, but I am good at being a bestie in that group.
That's for sure.
It's Those Girls Sweat Squad on Facebook. It is a private group where you can join, and it's really for anybody who's on any type of fitness journey. We did it because we were sucking at going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
We were like maybe once every 2 weeks. So we were doing it for accountability. But also, it's nice because you and I get really self-conscious in the gym.
Oh, yeah. I still... It's helping, I would say.
100%.
But I am definitely someone who's like awkward, like gonna stay in the corner by myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, taking that picture to post in the group has been helping me not be as self-conscious in the gym.
Yeah.
I still have a little bit of it, but it's helping. But it's even if you're not going to the gym and you like to go for walks or bike rides, whatever it is that you're on your fitness journey and you like to sweat, Those Girls Sweat Squad, it's for anybody, girl, boy.
Any adults?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know it's going to help me later today because I was not able to go to the gym this morning because I had a hair appointment. And I am going to have a hard time being motivated to go after work.
Mm-hmm.
But who am I going to remember? The besties.
100%. So if you want to join, it's called Those Girls Sweat Squad on Facebook. It is a private group, but once you request to join, Taylor and I watch it throughout the afternoon. So we'll make sure to get you in.
Yeah, because Jen's in it. You should be like Jen.
I did join the sweat squad today, so I'm so hyped.
So, do I blow my money on the TikTok shop or not?
You know what? I can't do it, but I always encourage you to.
Well, that's not comforting at all, because mm-hmm. you're like, I don't trust it, but you want me to blow my money. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here, let me tell you what's in my cart right now, and I need some serious talking off the ledge, or tell me to buy it. I don't know. You bought a cat stroller,
mm-hmm.
Well, you thrifted it, you lucky duck.
Recently. I've been looking. I went to 3 this weekend and I did not see one for you.
Well, I'm like really jealous since you got one because I do think my boy cat Romeo would actually really like it. After seeing how your cat, Mochi, just loves that thing, I'm like,
he just sits in it.
I need it. Okay. I need a cat stroller. So I've like looked on Amazon and stuff and they can get pretty pricey.
They're so stupid expensive.
I don't know that I want to spend that much money when like my cat could potentially hate this thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I went thrifting this weekend. I took a little peek. I didn't see any there, unfortunately. And I'm still like, God, I just don't think I can pull the trigger on the one on Amazon that I've seen. Well, last night, of course, TikTok be hearing me. I got one that's only $43. And I feel like that's not bad.
No, I paid $40 for mine.
Okay, and that was secondhand.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, do I risk this coming and being like toy-sized or with a weeble wobble wheel or something? Or do I wait and like maybe look on, I don't know, I looked on Facebook Marketplace too and people are selling them for like $80, which is a lot.
That's stupid.
I feel like I'm talking myself into ordering this thing.
I would do it.
There's 4.75 stars, 35 global reviews.
I don't know how TikTok works.
I don't either. I've ordered before.
Okay, but I just know that there'll be, like, on my FYP, right? There'll be people who'll be like, oh, and if you check the orange cart below or if the cart's orange or whatever, that means it's still in stock or whatever. Can you, I don't know how you're even searching for this or whatever.
I saw a video.
Can you watch a video?
Yeah, that's how I saw it. It was like
an
ad.
Can you not tell that it's normal size?
It looks great.
Well, then why are you questioning?
Because I'm scared.
Well, then if a video is already proving that it's fine.
Fine. I'm ordering it right now.
See, this is why you should. I'll talk anybody into anything. I'm the worst person.
Should I get pink?
Well, of course you should.
Okay, I'm done. It's on the way.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, I wish I had been more attentive.
To what? No. No. Don't say it.
What?
I thought you were going to say our tree. They took it away. Don't. No. It's still there.
No, it's still there. But after yesterday's discovery.
Of the green ball.
Yes.
That turns to be a walnut.
Uh-huh. I am looking for more unidentified species.
Okay. What do you got?
However, I just now remembered I wanted to do that.
And you didn't do it.
So I didn't look very hard. I don't
Your
see
journalism
anything at the
skills
moment.
Absolutely suck.
I have been really busy over here.
Scrolling through Facebook?
Doing research.
On what?
On things that you don't need to know about. So I have nothing to report today, but maybe tomorrow I'll go outside and see if there's any fruits or acorns.
Oh,
or
she will tomorrow. Maybe.
I don't feel like it today.
Okay. Again.
That's all.
Your journalism skills. I'm going to remind you every time.
I'm getting lazy.
Sucks.
You go out and look.
I did yesterday, and I brought it for you to bust it open.
Yeah, now you got to go do the front yard.
Can we please make it acceptable to look like a founding father at the gym?
Like powdered wig?
Well, kind of. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Okay, so what I've been doing lately and I've been really liking is, I don't, it used to be more popular on TikTok like a year or two ago, but the girly pops would put like the, I don't know, the rope on the top of their head, have it go down, and then you wrap your hair around it, and then you wake up in the morning and your hair's all curly.
It's gorgeous.
Yes. Okay, here's the thing. I do that at night and then I go to the gym in the morning. But then it gets a little flat after the gym. I wish I could keep it in that little, like, rope or whatever until the last second, until I'm, like, honestly pulling into work, right?
Because
I want it as curly as possible. So I'd like to wear it to the gym, but I just know I'd be getting looks. Or sometimes what I like to do is braid my hair, but I do 4 braids, 2 on each side. And I just know I'd be getting looks if I did that, too.
Yeah.
Can we just make it acceptable to look, I don't know, like a founding father or that I got just braids on braids on braids.
Can I add another one?
Yeah.
Rollers. Occasionally, I like to put
that?
A roller in
do
the
Do you really?
In my, like, yeah. the front section so that you get a little volume. Same thing. You go to the gym and you're like, okay, I don't want to pull my hair back in a tight ponytail because it's going to be flat mm-hmm. and lose all whatever I've done mm-hmm. to it, curl, crimp, whatever. Can I just wear the roller to the gym? I've never tried it. I've never seen anybody do it.
No, I need somebody else to start.
Respect.
Yes.
Somebody. If they came yes. walking in, I wouldn't stare. I would no. honestly applaud you.
I would come up to you and be like, thank you. I'm going to feel comfortable doing this tomorrow. I would love for that to happen.
I think you need to be the trailblazer.
The problem is it's all dudes in the morning.
So they don't know any different.
My fear is they're going to make fun of me or they're going to take like Snapchats of me. Well, do I let them?
Yeah, I say take it there. If you're going to look like a founding father, then like grab the pantaloons and the whatever else they wear.
And start giving speeches.
And like hand out declarations of independence. I need help because I don't really know what should be considered neighborhood drama or not. And if I'm being a Karen, is it annoying if somebody parks out in front of your home on the street? Because I'm annoyed that someone keeps parking, not right in front, because we have Curly, my boyfriend's brother, who lives with us. We only have a two-star garage.
Two-stall garage.
So me and him park in there, and then his brother parks out on the street right next to the driveway. Recently, there's been a car that looks a lot like his, actually, who's parking behind him. And at first, I was like, oh, my God. He's sneaking a girl over. I don't know. I just was starting drama for nothing. He wasn't. We don't know whose car it is. But I just was like, okay, that's really odd. Like, there's way more places to park. There's not really any other home around us that it would make sense for somebody to park right there to walk over to their house. And now it keeps happening. And I'm like, low-key, I'm annoyed. And is that stupid of me to be annoyed / be a Karen?
No.
What do I do?
Well, here's the thing. When I lived with my ex, towards the end, there was somebody who started to park in front of his house.
Yeah.
And it drove me freaking nuts. I was like, I couldn't tell who it was. I'm like, stop.
I don't like it.
Well, because my biggest thing is like, I don't know who you are. Where are you coming from?
Mm-hmm.
You know me. I've got so many security cameras mm-hmm. because I'm like terrified of things. So that was my biggest thing. But I'm like, park next to the house that you're trying to go to.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't even make sense to me.
The only reason so here's the thing. At the house that me and my boyfriend neighbor man live at now, we have our driveway, so we park there. The only time we don't park in our driveway is if I want to take a specific car mm-hmm. and we just don't want one car
blocking the other one.
So we'll park the other street over. We can't park in front of our house because it's a busy road and there's no parking here. On the side of our house, it's a snow one or something like that.
Oh.
And no parking, so you can't do that. So we have to park across. So I have a feeling those people probably get annoyed with us that we park on theirs, but we truly can't park anywhere else. So I could see that. Is there anything like that?
Yeah, there's a whole dead end on the other side of the house.
So they can park.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no, like, snow or no parking.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
no.
Then, you know what you should do? Put a cone.
Where do I get a cone? Oh, my God, where do I get a cone?
I don't know. Steal one. No, don't do that. I was going to say steal one from a construction site. Remember when everyone used to do that in college?
Mm-hmm. I wonder if I still have any of those.
I accidentally sent Taylor a dirty photo yesterday.
Well, the problem is that I didn't realize it was dirty, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Can I look at it and figure out if I know what it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, because you send me a lot of pictures,
yep.
Number one. Number two, I was making dinner last night when you sent... It was a picture of your AirPods.
Mac, the Air...
Your big headphones.
Those things.
You got new covers. That's what I remember. I was also multitasking. Like I said, I was making dinner, so I guess I didn't look that hard.
Do you notice anything?
Are those dirty underwear?
Mm-hmm.
There's dirty underwear on the bottom.
Here's the thing. I take the... I'm so mad right now. So I take the photo because I wanted to show...
I'm not going to zoom in or anything weird.
No, please don't. That's weird. I take the photo because you had talked me into getting covers for my headphones because they scratch really easily.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to show you that I got the new covers and what they looked like. I take the picture, I hit send. As soon as I already hit the little button to hit send, I notice in the bottom right corner, is my boyfriend neighbor man's red little boxers. And I was like, you freaking nasty. I'm so mad at you. Because here's the thing. Why are you leaving your boxers right next to my desk in our office? Why are you just throwing your boxers?
I don't. You know what? I don't care to know.
Why does your man do this? Can we talk about this?
Leave boxers askew?
Yes. It's like I'm living with a toddler sometimes. He just leaves his boxers everywhere. And then now they're in my photo.
No.
See, okay, I need you to bring your man over to teach my man.
Socks. He does that with socks.
Ugh. It's socks and undies over here.
They get balled up and left in the couch. If I walked around my house and found boxers, like in the couch cushions, by his gaming desk, I do fear that we have a bigger issue at hand.
Why?
He's a nudist. He didn't even know it.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, enjoy the internet while it's still intact, because Taylor Swift is setting everything on fire, I think. Oh my God, what a less than even 24 hours it's been that Taylor Swift is just like, hey, remember me? Let me just cause some chaos. So last night, I'm actually going to credit where I got the information, and that is Spencer on Sports.
Who would have thought?
I know. For Taylor Swift news, he's probably going to kill me for revealing that. from our brother
station. He's like, I focus on sports, not on Taylor. Yeah, don't like, say this.
I don't talk about that on my serious show on 1600 ESPN. He actually sent a clip of the New Heights podcast with Travis and Jason Kelsey to me and you. Taylor Swift is going to be on the episode dropping tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm assuming you guys have seen this. And I was like, no. I had been seeing, though, a lot of weird behavior from Taylor Nation. People are starting to clown again, as they do. But this time it was a lot of like orange stuff. The Empire State Building was orange.
Yep.
Taylor Nation was posting all of her orange looks from the Eras Tour. It was just like weird stuff. So then they tease a silhouette of Taylor on the New Heights podcast. And then a clip comes out of Taylor sitting in the podcast set with Travis being like, oh my gosh, I'm going to do a freaking podcast. Quickly, people noticed an orange book. I don't know, like cover case thing that says TS on it in the background. They're like, okay, something weird's going on. Then it's like, okay, is she going to announce an Eras documentary? Is she going to release an orange vinyl of something that's already out? Like, how big can this be? Well, now we all know she announced a freaking album, The Life of a Showgirl.
Did you notice the pink one too?
Pink what?
There was also a pink one. The exact same cover in the background.
No, I didn't, because I've only seen people talking about the orange one.
Yeah, there was a pink one too. Now, I don't know what it's going to be.
I don't know
if it meant anything.
It seems odd to me that this is how she's going about it, so I don't trust her.
Well, I am eating my own words, because I'm shocked you didn't bring this up, because what was it, like 3-4 weeks ago, I said I was seeing on my Facebook page that people said the new album was going to be called A River.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were one of the karma believers, too.
I also thought this next album, it all made sense.
Well, I think she's moved off of the one-word album titles, because the last two have been like a run-on sentence.
I'm mad. I wanted it to be called Karma. Well, I like not. Life as a Showgirl, but I would prefer it's
The Life
Karma.
Of a Showgirl.
Well, I wanted it to be called Karma, so I'm going to call it Karma. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
So it's called Karma for me.
I didn't know that you felt so strongly about it. I'm so sorry.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I don't want to be over dramatic, but I'm going to be. Because
right.
I do have a fear that I am going to ruin my boyfriend neighbor man's birthday.
Well, okay, that's not good. And you shouldn't do that. It's also, let me remind you, it's not about you.
Okay, why did you have to do that?
Because it's not your birthday.
I do like to think that sometimes. It's coming up on August 18th, and...
Well, that's like next week.
Okay, why do you got to bring that up? Because I'm stressed.
Ooh, Monday, boo.
Don't bring that up. Okay, here's the dealio. This man loves his mom. All right. He's a mama's boy.
Okay.
And I respect that. I love that. And green flag. His mom always made him for every birthday an angel food cake. It had to have the confetti in it with some Cool Whip and strawberries.
Something about men and angel food cake. That was always my dad's
really
flavor of choice. And then this year and last year, my boyfriend Curly has requested angel food cake from me.
Did you make it?
No, I bought it from the store.
Okay, so that's what I did last year when I celebrated with him for our first birthday together for him.
Yeah.
I went to Javi and I got it.
It was delicious. It worked for me.
Yeah, got some Cool Whip, got some strawberries, and I was bang, bang, I'm done, right?
Yeah.
No, this year he really wants me to make it himself. And he got like the pan from his mom and everything.
Yeah, you have to have the special pan.
Yeah. And then this weekend when we were going grocery shopping, he made sure to put that cake, the Betty Crocker angel food cake with confetti, in the cart. And so I need to do a test run. I don't want to, don't look at me like that, because I don't want to just make it and be like, surprise, because you know me, I can't cook for crap, okay?
Right.
So I don't want to cook it the first time and be like, surprise, and it's bad. I want to do a test run.
Okay.
But I'm so freaking nervous, I haven't done the test run, because I just know I'm going to fail. Why are you looking
because
at me?
He's not even making you make it from scratch. He's letting you do it from a box, which is virtually impossible to ruin. However,
I don't think so. Selfishly, I burn breakfast cereal.
Can you do a test run at work and I'll be the test dummy?
Okay, deal.
Because then I get cake out of it.
Okay. Yes, I will do it. Do we have fireworks? We have to have fire extinguishers here. I don't know where they're at. I should know.
Yes, I believe legally we have to have fire extinguishers in the building.
I think I know where they're at, I think. I should probably know.
Okay, locate that.
Okay, and then number two, they keep telling me I have to flip it over a Coke glass bottle. Why the heck am I doing that?
I think, I haven't made one in a long time. I think that's when it's cooling so that it comes out of the pan. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like a weird donut type pan.
Why can't I just flip it over?
Not over. Know. You need to chat GPT and see if maybe trying to fib you
stressful.
A little bit.
Can you do it for me?
No.
I'll pay you.
I will eat the cake that you bring and test run like a crazy person.
$20. I'll pay you to do it, but I'll take the credit. And I'll be like, I made you this cake, babe.
No, because I'll just go buy one from Hy-Vee.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.